I'm so proud to call this man my friend, and he is part of the Triple M family, Senior Sergeant Braden Murphy. And a huge congratulations for the trip down to Brisbane, where he got his bravery award yesterday. Hello, Braden.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Aww.
Yeah, congratulations. Okay.
2015. Thanks, it doesn't seem like that long ago. I remember it very clearly, just there near the Tugan Bypass with the two gun-wielding carjackers. Now, this gives me chills every time I think of it, Braden, that you had a nanosecond decision which way you were going to turn your head when you saw the gun pointed at you.
Yeah, let's just say that being a rugby league player all my life, unlike Spider, I've had quick reflexes, so I was able to move like a cat. I was
just rack one up straight away.
Braden, it's
flan, fantastic. I saw you on the news last night, mate, and I said to myself, I didn't know it was you. I didn't put two and two together. And are you okay? I really want to ask you. Are you right?
Oh yeah, mate. It was one of those days where you sort of you put it out of your mind, and then you know you get to that event, and it was a rather, what they call it, an intimate event. It was only myself and my family there, so it kind of sort of brought it all back, and all came flooding back, so to speak.
It does. That's in those kind of moments of PTSD where you're really reliving it, and to see you getting teary on the news, I've never seen that side of you, Braden, and it was understandably very distressful.
Well, I think they were making onion sandwiches for morning tea.
There we go.
It's the NRL side of you.
Oh,
well,
here we go.
That's it. See, well, actually, to be honest with you, Spider, I'd give it all back if the Broncos do get a wooden spoon. So,
yes, you're on board. We got a call from a bloke called Andrew, and Andrew, you were there in 2015 on the M1.
I was there on the day. We spent a bit of time hanging out at the courthouse when that whole thing finally ended up going to court down in Lismore, I seem to recall.
Yeah, right.
Whereabouts were you when it all unfolded?
So if you have a look at the footage from the news choppers, I was driving back over the border from New South Wales. I'd just been out in a tinny for the day. And I went down the X Trail with the tinny behind me. He'd just run over the road spikes because they were travelling south. He just hit the road spikes. The car veered into the centre aisle there, and he's jumped the safety fence and come out and tried to hijack me.
No!
I've gone, I'm not having much of this, so I've just ducked my head and floored it. That's obviously pissed him off, and he's let two shots go at me.
Whoa!
Yeah, mate, I was watching last night, Andrew. I was watching the footage over again, and I still think it's the most frightening footage I've ever seen anywhere from anything.
Well,
and I noticed
your
boat, and I wanted to ask you, did you catch anything that day? How'd you go?
I came home empty, and I got a couple of bullet holes in the car.
Oh!
For work, so.
Who pays for the damage?
So the government paid for the damage. I guess that they paid the excess on the car.
Okay.
But I mean, it was kind of crazy. So I'd slowed down to 60 because I didn't know if he was just on drugs or hopped up or what.
Yeah.
Mm. And then he's raised the gun and pointed at me. I've just gone, no way. But the bullets actually ended up in the passenger where your feet go in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So that's where the actual bullet has landed, and the casing, because it was a semi-automatic, so it ejects the shell.
Yeah.
The shell landed in my tinny.
No.
Oh my God! Wow.
Yes.
Was it weird seeing that vision? Are you okay? Like, do you see that? Does it trigger
you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no. It's just what it is. I had a six pack that night and just kept tracking.
That's the way. Yeah, go and see the Australian counsellor.
Have another tinny.
Sorry to use the word. Did that trigger you? Then I'm so sorry. I just realised what I've done.
The craziest thing that I didn't do, I thought before, because you can go and get compensation for that sort of stuff,
victims
right?
Of
the
crime.
Craziest thing. Yeah. Yeah. So the thing that I didn't do was I didn't inquire enough about that, and I thought that before that had become available, that they'd have to do the court case and actually find him guilty of the crime.
Yeah, I think they do, don't they?
No, because by the time the court case had all happened, it was like 3 years after, and that was past the statute of limitations, so I didn't get a bloody red penny out of it.
Oh no way. Well, take some comfort from the fact that they may have put holes in your car, mate, but they're currently making you your new license plates, so enjoy that.
That is correct.